Hey friends, this is actually a live training that I just did for an in-person speaking engagement that I went to in Boise, Idaho, and I just really clicked as I was giving the training that this is something you guys would love to learn and listen from. So if you have not started a podcast, if you're completely confused on how podcasting works, or you're a beginner podcaster, I want you to listen to this episode. I'm going to be going through the basics of podcasting today, like planning your show, the 9 steps to starting a podcast, and most importantly, why a podcast works to generate clients for your online business, for your product, your service, whatever it is that you want to do in the future or you already do. Today's training is going to give you so much clarity on that. So it's a little long, but it's totally worth it. It's very tactical. It's very, very action-based. So be ready to take a bunch of notes. Let's dive in. Ready to grow your online business and make more money? Are you tired of the social media grind and being glued to your phone 24/7? Do you wish you had more time to be present with your family without worrying about your business? There's a way to simplify and streamline so you can create consistent income, grow your audience, and maintain balance in your life and business. Hey, I'm Stephanie Gass, Christian business and podcast coach, boundary boss, and 7-figure CEO. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to grow your business, start a successful podcast, create an audience, save time, make consistent income, build a course, stay focused on simple systems, eliminate frustration, and grow spiritually. I'm here to help you go big in your business so you can go big for the kingdom of God. It's time to grow with God at the center of it all. I pray this blesses you. Let's get it. How do we build a business around our life and not have to run our life around our business? Can any of you relate to wanting that? That was not my story in the past. I used to go on all the different social platforms and like and follow and chase. I used to go to networking events and try to meet people to try to generate new leads and try to grow my online business. I was showing up everywhere. I had a really weird blog where I was blogging about styling your mantle. I was just showing up everywhere. Anybody remember Clubhouse? Like, I was desperately trying everything to grow with no avail. I wasn't actually making any traction. I was just wasting so much time. I felt burnt out and drained. I actually had no money. I wasn't profiting in my online business, and I was lonely. I was missing my family because I was working all the time, round the clock, trying to grow, but nothing was actually working. I was sick of it. And in 2018, I actually had a prophetic dream and I heard, start a podcast. I truly did. I had been praying, how do I grow and do this in a really simple way that is going to give me that peace back and that time back, but still allow me to get new people in my business who want to coach with me, buy my products, and connect with me. And I started. I learned the incredible power of attraction marketing, where my podcast started bringing people into my inbox on a daily basis. I didn't have to push myself on people anymore, but they were seamlessly coming into me. This was saving me so much time. I went from 5, 6, 7 hours sometimes a day trying to market my business on socials, making reels, doing stories, all of that, to 2 hours a week with podcasting. And I actually started profiting. Within 1 year of podcasting, I had grown a 6-figure coaching business. 5.5 years later, I have a 7-figure company, all from my show. How many of you have ever considered podcasting as a way to attract new clients or leads into your business? If I was to hop into your brain right now, I bet you're thinking you don't have time to podcast. You don't think it's going to work for you. You don't know how. So therefore, it's just not viable. Too many people already listen to podcasts, or it's just going to be too much work. Do you have any of these things creeping up for you right now? And if you do, welcome to the club. I thought every single one of these was a valid excuse as to why I should not podcast. But before you write it off completely, let me share some crazy stats with you. It's predicted there will be over 100 million active podcast listeners in 2024 alone. The average American listens to 8 podcasts every single week. Do you listen to shows? I do. When I'm dropping my kids off at school, I'm listening to a podcast. When I'm doing laundry, I'm listening to a podcast. So many people are actively consuming content, but the question is what kind of content is actually going to land for them. We're about to go into that in just a moment. I'm going to teach you not only why podcasting is important today, but I'm going to teach you how to start a podcast and what your podcast could actually be about to really give you that visual of how this whole thing works to attract clients and make money. Okay. So they listen to so many podcasts. This is, we're growing here. Podcasting is not saturated. This is not something that is too late to get in the game. This is the time to jump in. 72% of people are very attentive while listening to podcasts. Now, friend, this is the one that really gets me. 72% of people are very attentive. Because the real roadblock we face is not how to produce more content. That's easy. And we think that's the solution, right? We'll just produce more things. We'll show up in more places. And that's what's going to be what's going to grow the business. No. We already have Facebook. We have Instagram. We have Pinterest. We have TikTok. We have Twitter. Oh, wait, it's now called X. YZ, right? Like we don't have to struggle creating content. That is not the marketing roadblock we face. If you are not getting clients in your online business, here's why. These are the real reasons that we are facing roadblocks today. Number one, we have to discern how to attract the right person. If we are just throwing random things all over the place and creating all of this stuff for anyone and everyone who could possibly want to learn from us or listen to us, we're not attracting the right person. If you do not attract the right person, they don't connect with you. They don't actually want to learn from you, and they are not going to click the things to become a lead, and they're definitely not going to buy from you. Okay. So it's so critically important. We're going to talk about how to get these really clean and clarified in a moment here, but this is the roadblock. Number one is like, how the heck do I attract the right person? The second roadblock that you face as an online entrepreneur or business owner is how to get their attention. So even when we have the right person and we're working hard to attract them, it's hard to get their attention because we are constantly distracted by our phones, by whatever's going on around us. I have a few stats I'll share with you in a moment, but like keeping attention is really a challenge for us as marketers. The third thing is not only getting attention, but then holding attention. So once we grab someone's attention, how many of you are guilty of having a conversation with your family around the dinner table and like somebody's trying to share a really great story about their day? And all of a sudden you find yourself drifting off into who knows where land. And you're thinking about the text message or work or what you have to do after dinner is done. Like holding attention is a whole science that you need to be aware of if you are wanting to grow clients online in 2024, 2025, and beyond. The next roadblock we face is getting your listener to trust you. There's so much coming at us. We have all of these people with all these overnight promises about how to grow a business, do this and do that. And like, who can you trust? I don't trust very many people that I see on the internet. And so how do we expect our listeners to trust us enough to become a lead? And then the last real serious roadblock that we face is getting our listener to take action. We can't just have them listen and send them on their way. We need them to take action to ultimately become a sale or a client. How many of you have tried to get leads on social or somewhere else, but it hasn't worked well? I'm so in that boat. I have been an online entrepreneur for almost 15 years, and a decade of that was the struggle bus for real, because the average social media user has a 5-8% attention span. So when we think about the real roadblocks that we face, it's not necessarily our fault. The reality is that the average user sees 10% or less of your posts on social. So they're not even seeing it. And they only have a 5-8 second attention span. So you've already like hit multiple of those five roadblocks, right? You're not holding attention, you're not getting attention, you're not even being seen by the right person. So how the heck are you supposed to grow a business online if everything is against you? And here's the last real kick in the gut, okay? Your content, when producing on social media or any other algorithm-driven platform, has a 24-hour shelf life. You guys have probably heard this before, and you're experiencing it in your own platforms, right? You post something, you spend all this time making this pretty reel about this thing that you want to market or this product that you have or coaching with you. You put it in the world, it gets maybe a couple thousand views if you're lucky, maybe a couple hundred, maybe it even goes viral. But before you know it, it's dead. And it honestly didn't generate you the leads that you were anticipating, nor did it generate any dollar bills for you. And the reason is all of those real roadblocks that we face. We believe the problem is our content. We believe that we need more. But that is where you are going wrong. Those are the lies that we are believing about how we grow a business. The reality where we're really going wrong is that we have to overcome the real roadblocks by coming up with a different solution. We have to go against the grain of what people tell us is the correct way to grow an online business in today's space that we sit in, right? Of this crazy oversaturation, constant information, and low attention spans that we face. Okay, so how do you overcome those real roadblocks that we face trying to generate leads this year and beyond? Well, friend, you need to shift from push marketing, which is throwing content at people, chasing people constantly in the DMs, constantly trying to go to networking things. All of that is pushing. I'm pushing my service on you. I'm pushing my offer on you. We are going to stop that because it doesn't feel good for you. It doesn't feel good for your people that you're meeting, for your potential future clients. I want you guys to stop for a moment and understand that a lead is not just a sale. A lead is another human being. A lead is someone I want you to start seeing as a friend. How would you treat a new friend that you were taking to coffee and you were inviting them to maybe read your favorite book or buy your favorite pair of pants or connect with you and go to this thing with you? Like, wouldn't push yourself on them, you would invite. That is called pull marketing. And I want today to really have you understand how podcasting works to pull and attract leads into your business in a way that is very trust generating and authentic. And here's my favorite part, in so much less time. Like I said in the beginning of today's training, I went from 5, 6 hours a day, like a day. That was not a pretty look in my life, okay? To now 2 hours a week producing content for my podcast. And it makes sales every single day. Okay. So let me introduce you to your new best friend when it comes to generating potential clients and leads online, podcasting. Podcasting is long form content. So let's talk about that for a moment. It takes less time than social media marketing. Way less time. And I'm gonna break it down for you in a moment to show you what do I do every single time that I do a podcast. A podcast has no shelf life, none. And what that means is if I throw a podcast into the world that says 3 tips to generate leads from your podcast, and somebody goes into the podcasting apps and they type in generate leads, my show that I produced 3 years ago is still coming up in the Apple Podcast feed or the Spotify feed. There's no shelf life. There's no 24-hour algorithm shoving my content into the grave 5 seconds after I created it. No. My top downloaded podcast episodes of all time are older shows that I produced a long time ago. The time enriches the podcast episode and it gets found and seen and shared, and more and more and more people realize and listen to it and subscribe and ultimately connect with me over time. Time is actually your friend when you are using long form content to connect with people. The third thing is that it attracts listeners who turn into leads. We're going to go into this much more deeply in a moment here, but in essence, if somebody ends up finding my show and they connect with me, they become a friend. They listen. They actually binge listen to my show because I have over 700 episodes that I have been creating over the past 5 years, 5.5 years. There's something in that content that is going to connect with them, that's going to change them, transform them, teach them something, minister to them, shift their heart posture, create belief and confidence that they can actually start a podcast and a business that is glorifying to God and grow leads and monetize in a way that feels really peaceful. So they can have all of these, the lifestyle that they want. They can, you know, go mountain biking in the middle of the day on a Thursday and still be able to generate sales for their company, right? So when they listen to that, they go, oh my gosh, this is interesting. I wonder what this chick's about. And they come into my funnel, which is either watching my workshop, joining my email list. And here's the coolest part though. So many of them skip becoming a lead and they go straight to sale. They're like, I don't need to do all that. Because I've listened to the podcast for long enough, I trust her and I'm going to hop straight into the offer, which is really super cool. Okay. So podcasting uses pull marketing instead of push marketing. Are you starting to understand the importance of having a long form platform like this to work for you? Now, I don't expect you guys to add this on top of all the multitude of hours that you're doing, all the other places you're showing up. I want you to stop. I want you to dig into your data and I want you to prove to yourself what is actually working to make money in your company, in your business right now today. If you're making no money in your company, in your business, what you're doing is not working. Simple, cool, like data over drama. I'm going to take this piece of information and I'm going to shift it and I'm going to come up with a different strategy that I'm actually going to marry. I'm going to marry this strategy and I'm going to stick with it for long enough for it to actually work for me. I'm not going to stack 100 strategies. We need to simplify and do one thing extremely well until that one thing proves fruitful. And we are really growing and flowing and we are scaling with one method, then we stack method number two. I see so many online business owners make this massive mistake. They try to throw five strategies on top of five strategies and nothing's actually working because you can't pour fuel on a fire that is not kindled, that has not sparked yet. Stop the madness. And I'm super guilty of this, okay? But what I'm telling you is that look at your data. Don't stack. Stop and ask yourself, what's the method that makes the most sense 12 to 24 months from now? You go all in on that one thing. You do it so well. You just really stick to it. You invest in it to do it right. And then you eliminate all the other extra stuff that isn't working. Stop doing all the things that you hate. I won't go into it because it's a whole soapbox, but like I don't actually market my company and my business organically on Instagram anymore. I don't have a TikTok account. I don't push out content anywhere other than my podcast and here on YouTube. I'm just like, how do I keep this so simple? And like I said, we are a seven-figure company. I've got 16 members and 12 to 15 interns at any given time. Like we are a successful company from a podcast. Pull marketing, it's the solution that you've been praying for. So if you're like, this is super interesting and intriguing, how could I start my own show to generate leads? Let's do this. You're definitely going to need a notebook and pen because I'm going to have you journal over a few things really quickly as we go through this, just to get your juices flowing. I think the biggest thing that stops people is not being clear, not having clarity on the what or the how. So I don't know what my podcast would be, therefore I'll do nothing. Or I don't know how to start the podcast, therefore I do nothing. We're about to smash both of those concerns that you might be sitting in right now. Here, we're going to come up with what, and in a moment, I'm going to take you through every single step of how you start. You ready? All right, it's time to plan a podcast that will attract clients. Number one, here we go. What is the need in your market and what is your niche? I want you to write that down. So what is the category of podcast that you are going to create? Let's say that you are a decluttering coach. Well, the need in your market is to help busy working moms declutter their home. That's what you're going to write down. That is your niche. Okay. Let's say that the need in your market is teaching third graders and younger how to learn to play piano. Great niche. Let's say that it is how to grow a Airbnb business in 2024, or how to save money when you're living paycheck to paycheck as a newlywed couple. Do you guys see how insanely niched in I'm going? It's not, I want people to feel happy and great. That is not a niche. You've got to peel the onion here. Why? Why do you want them to feel great? How are you going to help them to feel great? Okay, so kind of like peel back. Get as close as you can here with something that feels kind of sticky. All right, number two. Okay, so for example, let's say that your niche is you're a realtor and your niche, you're like, oh, I'm a realtor. No, that's not a pocket of the market. Okay, that's a big segment. What we want to do is dive in a couple layers deeper to really get some more clarity on the micro niche that you serve. I actually have my students go three levels deep. We go segment, identifier, and niche market. For example, if you're a realtor, you might say, okay, I help first-time home buyers. Better. Or I'm a realtor and I help people buy their first Airbnb. Great. Better. Getting there. So you guys see how we're really diving into a particular area of your market. It might be, I help people relocate. Okay. Examples just to get your juices flowing. So number two, who would your ideal buyer be? So this is where we go even a little bit deeper. And this might look like, well, if I was creating a podcast on first-time home buyers, maybe my ideal buyer would be first-time home buyers under 25 or first-time home buyers who've been renting and they are living in corporate America in a big city. Like, we can dive so deep here to make this really super specific. I don't want you to be afraid of going in. I want you to be very afraid if your brand is very big. You do not want to be a big, small fish in a big pond. There it is. You want to be a big fish in a small pond. There are billions of people that you can serve on the planet, but all you need to create a very successful, impactful, fruitful, God-honoring business is one pocket of that billion, right? One tiny little corner of the internet. Don't be afraid of going inward, because once you've capitalized on this whole pocket, let's say you went so small and you created a podcast on specifically how to declutter your pantry for stay-at-home moms. Once you've capitalized on that whole pocket, believe me, you will be successful enough to take one step outward and be like, cool, now we're teaching how to declutter your whole home. Start small and know that it is a stepping stone to something much larger for you. Okay, number three is to identify what your buyer's top pain points would be. So if you are creating that podcast around first-time home buyers, maybe your top pain point is how to come up with a down payment and being afraid of picking the right location, and then how to understand getting a mortgage. Go ahead and journal over, like, what are the issues or the fears or the roadblocks or the things that my ideal buyer would be Googling, and just journal those out. That is going to be where we're going to pull from to create your incredible podcast content. Number four, what solutions do you have that can help them? So this is where it gets kind of fun. And for my students, I actually don't have them create a solution before we start the podcast, but I think this is a valuable exercise just for you to start to get your juices flowing around how you can monetize your podcast or how it can fit in with what you already offer. For example, if you're a realtor, well, you're going to offer your services to that first-time home buyer, and you're going to do an episode like, the number one thing to do if you want to buy your first home, and you have the podcast episode, and inside you say, hey, by the way, are you struggling to figure out what the steps are to buy your first home? Book a free 20-minute call with me and I will walk you through the first 10 steps, or come and download this free first-time home buyer workbook, right? Do you guys see how, like, it's very simple? Like, you're just providing the person that has this problem with the next right step. Okay, big question is, how do you start a podcast from the brainstorm that we just did without overwhelm or tons of time each week. Let's break down exactly what I do every week and how long it takes me. And then I'll walk through the steps of how to start a podcast. Step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay. We're going to keep this super simple. So first you plan, what am I going to create an episode about this week? Maybe if you are that realtor who created the first time homebuyer podcast, it's 3 tips for first time homebuyers, or it's don't buy a house until you do this, or it's how to save 1% on your mortgage rate as a first time homebuyer. Super simple. Okay. The second thing we're going to do is we're going to record our episode. And I actually teach you guys in my course on how to start a podcast, how to record and edit as you go so that you're never spending more than 30 minutes to 60 minutes on recording and editing every week. I do not want you to have to pay hundreds of dollars for editing. I want you to just know how to record in a really simple, easy way that doesn't cost a bunch of money, because I think that's unnecessary. And the last thing we do is we publish and we market. And that can be as simple as clicking one button. When you have the right podcasting software, it just shares your podcast magically across all the different platforms, Spotify and Apple Podcasts and YouTube Podcasts and all the places that podcasts are with one click of a button. So let's recap. Planning took 30 minutes. Recording, I'm going to give you an hour and just be gracious with that time. And then I'm going to give you 30 minutes, which is way more time than you'll need to market your show. Just in case you feel like you want to market it anywhere else, I gave you that extra buffer. That's 2 hours a week on podcasting. So instead of sharing 100 multiple things on socials and creating reels and producing content and putting it everywhere and wasting multiple hours a day trying to connect with people on these algorithm-driven platforms where your content goes to die, going to networking events and wasting so much drive time and connection time and showing up everywhere and following 100 new strategies, and then having to go one by one by one with push marketing, all of which takes so much time and energy with very, very small results. We're going to exchange all of that, often 5 hour a day strategy, for 2 hours a week that actually makes you money by growing your lead bank. People who are excited to connect with you, to learn about what you offer, and to buy that service or that course or join that program or buy that book that you're going to very organically share in every single episode. It's life. So how do I do it, Steph? Follow these exact steps to start a podcast that attracts clients. Here is the how. So we've gotten rid of the what. You probably have a lot of clarity on the direction that you're going to go, but right now we need to figure out the how. Number one, you're going to decide on your podcast niche, which we already talked a lot about. We did a brainstorming on it. So go ahead and lock and load that in your notes right now. What's your niche going to be? First time home buyer, for example, good, but we can do better. First time home buyers in Florida. Now it's getting juicy versus the absolute best first time home buyer in Florida. That's families. Okay. Family home buyers. Do you guys see how when we're niching in, we're looking for that 3-level deep triple niche market, not just first time home buyers, but first time home buyers in Florida, particularly families. That's as deep as I want you to get when you're figuring out what your niche is. Okay. Number two is you're going to choose a highly searchable podcast title. For example, Keys to the Kingdom. It's okay. It's catchy, but I have no idea what that actually means. So better is first time home buyer podcast, much more clear, right? Keys to the Kingdom is cute, but I don't know what it is. First time home buyer podcast, much better, but kind of big. There's probably a lot of those podcasts. So what about first time Florida home buyers as actually the name of your show? First time Florida homebuyers, or the Decluttered Pantry podcast. You guys, like, so clean, so clear, so specific. That's what you're looking for. That's going to help your podcast get found. Number three, come up with a podcast promise, or a, as my community and my students call it, a TSO statement, which is a tactical specific outcome. So along with the title of your show, we need a little sentence that says, what is this? It's 10 words or less, and it's very clear and punchy. For example, buy a safe, affordable Florida home. Oh, wow. I know exactly what this podcast is going to help me do. Everything you need to relocate to Idaho as a retiree. Or declutter your pantry once and for all. Or simple strategies to lose fat over 50. Or how to restore your broken marriage biblically. What do you do? What will this podcast offer? Clear, basic language, 10 words or less, extremely simple. And I'm going to show you where these go in a second. Right now. Number four, have professional podcast channel art created. Please, please, please don't be me and make your own busted channel art thinking that it's okay. It's not okay. It doesn't look great. It doesn't look good. Take the $7,500 and get professional art created. If you were writing a book and you wanted to become a bestseller, you wanted this book to be a lead magnet for you, you wanted to actually make profit and revenue, you would have professional book cover made. You wouldn't make it yourself. Podcast is the same one. So this is the only thing I'm going to really press you on here. Number five is to get podcasting software. So I recommend using Audacity to record. You can also use RockBand if you're a Mac user. Both of those are free. Great options for you. And then we, my students and I use Podbean to host our podcasts. Awesome. It's a great option for you guys. I'm going to have more on all of this techie stuff in a second, okay? Okay, number six, get podcasting equipment. This is where people get so hung up. They're like, I don't know what equipment to get. I'm freaking out. Guys, like, this is so simple. You just need a microphone and some headphones. And I actually don't even use headphones half the time because, I don't know, it feels weird for me. So even just a microphone is great. I started with a Blue Yeti mic. It was $100 on Amazon. I now have the Rode PodMic USB. You don't need to start with that. For literally 5 years, I used a Yeti Blue mic and it was great. If you had the option or you had the decision to buy professional podcast channel art or get a microphone, you had that same $100, get the art. Get the art and use your phone as your microphone for a while. But this is something that eventually you're going to want to get if you're going to take podcasting seriously. Okay, number seven is to record your first three episodes. Guess what? We already came up with the content for your first three episodes together in the brainstorm when I had you write down the pain points and the problems your person was facing. Dun, da, da, da. Sweet. So you are just going to now record those first three episodes. Super simple. When you come into the Stephanie Gass School, I'm going to help you with strategically titling those episodes and how long they should be and what goes inside of an episode. I give you guys templates for the intro that you're going to record and the exit. I tell you how to market a CTA, and I have every single how for you inside my podcasting course. This is like the basic how, but the actual execution, the tech, the drag and drop, where do I click? What do I do? How do I upload? All the questions that are swirling in your mind right now, I have the solution for you in my course. Super affordable. And it's just going to eliminate all that frustration for you. Okay. So your three episodes recorded, you're just going to hop on over to those notes and you're going to look at what the top three pain points were of your person. And you're going to start there. The more specific and punchy your titles are, the better. I gave you some examples earlier in today's training as well. Okay. Step number eight is to publish. Once we have our three episodes done, our awesome art curated, and we've uploaded everything to Podbean, we click publish. It's really super simple, friends. You're going to just get into the world because here's the deal. If you never start, you can't optimize. If you never publish, you have no data to know what is actually working and resonating with your person. And we don't have a backlog of incredible whole marketing content that has no shelf life to work for us. Like episodes I put out 5 years ago are still working for me today and bringing in leads and making sales. We have to start yesterday. Let's go. There's no reason that you should not be able to get this done in 30 days or less. It's going to be simple and easy. And guess what? It's going to save you time because you are going to stop doing all those other methods that are not actually income and lead producing. We're just going to stop them. We're not going to do them anymore. You don't have to do everything that everybody else is doing just because everybody else is doing it. You only have to do the thing that is sparking that fire for you so that you can pour fuel on the right activities in your business and stop being overwhelmed and quit wasting time. I'm here for a lean business. I'm here for a simple business, a peaceful business. and a profitable one. All right, number nine is to consistently publish one new podcast episode each week. That is all I ask. That is all I ask of you guys. And my students know I'm very serious about this. So I teach how to batch record your content so that even if you need to take a vacation or you get sick, we constantly have a backlog of episodes that we can lean on. I'm going to give you guys all of that training and how to inside my program as well, inside my course. Okay. But we've got to be consistent. Stay focused on the main pain points that your ideal buyer would be typing into a search bar, and you just repeat and you dig in and you go deeper, right? So for example, if you have a podcast on trying to connect and communicate with your spouse, you're going to want to think about like, what are those micro little pain points that that person is facing, and create content around that consistently every single week. Not just like how to communicate with your spouse. Like, yeah, that's the big overarching concept of the podcast, but what are the micro pain points that that couple or that person is facing? Maybe it's like three tips to fill awkward silence with your spouse, or how to spend 15 minutes of quality time together over dinner, or feel awkward when on date night, try these three simple strategies. See how like, and I'm just coming up with that, you guys, like this is going to become so natural for you to really come up with those incredibly relevant topics for what your person is going through. Okay, we're done. That was a lot of training. I know. Feel free to rewind this workshop. I've got so many more amazing trainings for you as well that you can dive into. But listen, you can do this. We have over 2,000 students who have successfully started podcasts using my method, using my really super simple podcasting course. And I truly believe that this is the easiest, most consistent, simple way to grow a sustainable online business that brings in leads. For me, my show brings in leads, multiple leads, dozens of leads, hundreds of leads a month. And it brings in sales almost every day. The podcast. So I want you to understand that this is not just another thing that you're adding to your plate. It's the thing. It's the method I really want you to go all in on. And I want you to let go of all the other stuff that isn't working. Growing my business is super simple. I want that for you. I love having more time while still making sales. If you're done spinning your wheels and trying all the things, throwing spaghetti at the wall, duct taping your business together, and still not making progress, feeling that fatigue, that overwhelm, that total exhaustion on how you're growing your company or your business right now, or getting, hoping to get leads, but falling flat, the most simple way to do this is podcasting. All right. How much did you love that training? If you are ready to dive into Podcast Pro University, go right now to stephaniegass.com/podcastprouniversity and take a look around. This is such an amazing course for you to get that show launched in 30 days or less. I've got an incredible payment plan for you. It's super affordable. And let's just get rid of all those excuses. Let's eliminate all of the reasons why we haven't started and take that big audacious leap right now. If you want more free trainings because you're not quite there yet, be sure to head over to my free workshop, podcastforgrowth.com, and you can continue on your learning journey to see if podcasting is right for you. Bye.
Did you have fun
or learn something?
Leave Mama a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it stretched you, challenged you, or grew you in some way. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else who's been praying for a business breakthrough? I'd also love it if you take 30 seconds for me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the only way that I know you're actually liking the show. Plus, it lights me up to hear from you. Lastly, come on over and watch my free workshop, where I'll teach you how to grow your online business in less than 2 hours a week using podcasting. You can watch right now at podcastforgrowth.com. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. I'll see you in a few days. God bless.